Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For us to do our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are involved in my weekly DJV program with the Daily Show. We take the stars, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and I play a role in it as well to go through the top 10 stories. And if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion, the environment. I guess there was a spill in Russia. It was off the coast of Russia. And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19. Very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about
it? 20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. It's as far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant. I'm not sure how the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go to the, go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel at. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
I first lived
there. No, it's not drilling. Well, there is offshore drilling, you're right. But there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach Power Plant always has, there's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and that's, they feed from the ships, the crude oil that fires the power plant. And you can see any day, you can see a couple of ships out there because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That, you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things. On what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things.
They have Twitter. It's been on Trump, I think. They marked him as... They marked his posts or some of them.
The ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political, and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as
fake news. What is integrity?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He has talked about... I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not the social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news. Essentially, if Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
Hmm. All right.
Well, what they didn't take his tweet down. What they did is they added a message that says that said there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, something about numerous studies have shown that ballot fraud is not a voter fraud through ballots right. is not a thing or whatever. Which
if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that
that's
one.
That's your another case here
I know
in
that
Massachusetts.
That's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his base.
I will tell you, there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other states.
And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So that whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass. And Jennifer has, and I know, excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's
you just know, it's a felony, okay?
Well, but this is a long time ago. Okay, number
it was
eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
I was doing research. Number eight, psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people in their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends, all kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? Well, what's happened?
No,
I know
nothing
that you
destroyed, no.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time on, you've used the Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay.
But, no, I think, you know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not a great, it's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who have to, they work from home full time, and they have to do homeschooling. And that's just been, I get agita just hearing them talk about it, so I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I think so too. Yeah, I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answers. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
He uses his iPhone for texting. It's very... Yeah,
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen, thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space for the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house. I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I have to look into that. All right, here's something. Speaking of the entire family, here's a product that's good for the entire family. Those of you who are on a weight loss kick, the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, has extended a couple of different things that will help you. The Early Bird Summer Special is on right now. Basically, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or let's say you buy three, get three free. Or any number over that, it'll be duplicated. You can have some for your family, your friends. It's safe for everybody. A weight loss formula that has no stimulants, has no drugs. All it does is work. Pretty amazing, huh? The science behind it is solid. Scientists, matter of fact, put the formula together, doctors and nurses. The success rate is 86%, very consistent. All the info that's there at their website, toploss.com, with real people talking about their real situations of really losing weight. It's believable. And right now, you can get in on the deal. The BOGO deal is starting with summertime's just around the corner. Hello, hello. And if you use the DJV code, you don't have to pay any shipping, too. So buy one, get one free. or buy three, get one, get three free. And as I said, it's safe for the entire family. So if you all need to go on a diet, this is the way to do it. Go on the diet and also take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Bingo, bango, you're going to be all set. It's very good support for any weight loss program that you're on. It works on its own. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. The discount code is DJV.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story. We have a technical problem that we're dealing with, and so you may hear some of the old and you may hear some of the new. That's the way the world, the weird world of the internet and of modern communication and things. And I can't tell you any more about it because I don't really understand what the problem is. I just know that we have a communication and a connection problem. So as we go through the stories that are on the countdown, and you're going to hear all kinds of other noise here and there, God knows where it's coming from. And so we're going to do the best we can to get all of this stuff done. But pretty much everybody in the country that is dependent on the same kind of technology that we use here on the countdown and use on the other programs that I produce and that are produced at Radio America and other places like Westwood One, iHeart, they'll have the same problem. So we'll just have to work our way through it, do the best we can. There are geniuses working to fix the problem, and so we'll do as we can as we approach 21 minutes past the hour here on the DJV. Well, no, so it's the DJ version of the countdown show.
Hi, this is Jay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Overview, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of June 8th to the 12th. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, looking at the list that's prepared by Talkers Magazine. Number 10 is a focus on immigration. I don't know who's been talking about immigration. I haven't heard anybody talk about immigration this week. Communication technology. Have you? I haven't heard it.
I have not. No.
I think the only things that we've heard this week, practically is the same stuff from last week, the business with COVID, but also more focus on Black Lives Matter, that movement, maybe the fact that police are going to be defunded in various markets around the country. The economy is a focus, but I think that in terms of what is real, Victoria, the activity in Washington, for example, the Armed Services Committee passing a defense bill amendment that would curb the use of military force against protesters. I thought that was part of the Constitution, that you couldn't use military force against protesters. So how is this?
I thought that was like in the Bill of Rights. So I'm not sure why they needed to do that. I know Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia. He had an interesting quote. He said, I never thought I'd see the day that I even had to propose and vote on this type of legislation. But here we are. It's 2020. Yeah. What else could go wrong?
Well, everything goes. Yeah, I guess we can look at the world and be happy that we're all, that we have our families and we have our health. But there is so much, you know, the protests. The world seems to be coming apart at the seams. And one of the things that you and I talk about with regard to this, I mean, even listen to the technology of what we're doing and how we're doing the program is impacted by some kind of hacks. And there's an international hack that seems to be in the way of us being able to do the program. And it's affecting everybody who do these sorts of programs from remote locations. I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, everything is being affected. How much of it is being affected by the Chinese problem we have, the Russians, who knows who else, North Koreans. I don't think the Iranians are capable much of hacking stuff. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the world also, whether the average person wants to admit it or not, is being impacted by the astrology of the stars. The business, when people say, oh, you're crazy,
I don't think I'm crazy at all. And you and I have the same sort of spiritual, if that's what it is, outlook on things, and understanding that the alignment of the stars and how many of the stars are in retrograde, and things that are just that happen many times in the conversation. Even the average person who doesn't necessarily follow this knows what it means when Mercury goes retrograde. Well, there are five or six planets at the moment, according to astrologers, that are in retrograde. And this hasn't happened since the American Revolution. That is, the stars have not been in this formation since we went to extract ourselves from Britain. And we all know what kind of turmoil that was. And the last time the configuration was the same as it is now, prior to 1774, 5, and 6, is when the Roman Empire fell apart. And that was 1,000 years before that. It really is. It sounds crazy, but how else do you explain all of these things happening at the same time? Look at the problems that we have, the ongoing problems of the economy, and that's been affected by, of course, the COVID, and that was started by the Chinese, and now there are people who think that the Chinese are behind a lot of the disturbances that have popped up since the death of George Floyd. And he's not, you know, that's another discussion, which maybe we have in the next half hour, why it is that he's the poster boy of this at the moment, when in fact there are plenty of other problems that have been encountered by police and blacks that are not related to him. We continue here.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. A member of the Trump administration is defending giving out huge loans for large companies to help the economy during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Wendy King has more.
Some companies received millions of dollars in federal loans amid COVID-19, but White House advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNN,
insofar as naming each and every company, I don't think that promise was ever made, and I don't think it's necessary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Tim Scott said that ending qualified immunity from prosecution for police officers is a poison pill that will prevent a police reform bill from passing the Senate.
We know that any poison pill in legislation means we get nothing done. That sends a wrong signal, perhaps the worst signal, right now in America.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
People are reacting to a cable network's tweet suggesting that one of its biggest stars is gay. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The tweet's from Nickelodeon, and it celebrates Pride Month with members of the LGBT community and their allies, and it features, among others, the network's biggest superstar.
Who's the big yellow cube with holes?
I am!
Who's ready?
I'm ready!
The image does show SpongeBob, along with Michael Cohen from Henry Danger, and Avatar Korra from The Legend of Korra. Cohen has detailed his transition from female to male. Korra has identified himself as bisexual. It's left open the question of why SpongeBob was included. Nickelodeon turned off comments to the post, but a lot of people have been retweeting it and making their comments there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Disneyland and Disney California Adventure plan to reopen on July 17th, but the world-famous parks will now require all guests to make a reservation before walking in. The decision to open the parks in Anaheim come as state and local officials have already moved to ease social distancing restrictions that were put in place because of the coronavirus. Even though health officials in Orange and Los Angeles counties are still recording an increase in the number of infections. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, sort of an amended version because of a technological item. Is that what we could call it, Victoria? technological assurance. Yes, right, exactly. So the country is going to deal with this, not just us, but all the broadcasters who are doing remote items this weekend will be affected by this. We're trying to reemerge into a society that has stayed at home for 3 months. I'm not sure whether we are more relaxed or less relaxed. There have been basically four phases of this problem with COVID. I call it the Chinese virus because that's what it is. A lot of people have gone through the awareness portion of it. They've accepted things as they are. We're having to accept doing a program in a way that we've actually never done it before, because of whatever the problem may be. It could be a Chinese hang. Who knows what it is? I've said often that there is so much technology. What happens on the day that it doesn't work? And we've had these, obviously, Victoria, we've had to deal with these sorts of things before. So we're going to plunge ahead and get as much as we can out of the story list and the people list here. The list from 10 to number 1 includes a discussion, as I said a few minutes ago. I don't know who's talking about immigration reform, but it showed up as number 10 on the Talkers Review. Communications and the technology, that's more a focus on social media and the things that have been going on. You talked this week a lot on the DJV program about what was going on at Twitter. Do you want to summarize that?
Twitter is they're running a test right now for a new program. It's currently only on Android, so if you're using Twitter on your iPhone, you won't notice anything yet. But they essentially, before you retweet an article, which people do all the time, Twitter wants to ensure that you actually have opened that article and hopefully you've read the article before you just blatantly retweet. And that happens so much on Twitter. People see a headline or they see someone that they know who tweeted something and then they automatically just hit the retweet button. And so Twitter is trying to slow that down, and they want people to actually read what they're forwarding along, because as we know, there's so much misinformation, whether it's about the virus or about political things. It's very hard for social media companies to keep up. And Twitter has been trying. I think actually they've made more of an effort than any other social media platform. Facebook, for whatever reason, continues to just keep their head in the sand and they remain just hands off. I think that dates back to Mark Zuckerberg never wanting Facebook to have more social responsibility, even though, you know, it's a social network that he invented. But, Twitter is just, they're trying to just make people read things and make people just take a minute to think about what it is that you're sending out into the Twitter sphere. And who knows? We'll see if it works. They're just, like I said, they're just doing testing now.
So it's interesting how we've all along the way, and many people say, I'm getting off of Facebook. It's so negative. It's so terrible. And yet Twitter, when you study it, is much more negative. And because of the quick response, it seems to have more impact.
You know, I think you could make the argument either way on that. Facebook, I got off of Facebook a year and a half ago now. And because I think with Facebook, as you scroll through your newsfeed, it's easier to get stuck on a post in Facebook. And then with the comments, and because the comments are directly at you. With Twitter, I think part of the problem is it's very easy to just scroll through the feed quickly and just retweet anything that you see that you like as you go. If you want to get into it with somebody on Twitter, then that certainly is a possibility and happens all the time. I feel like if you don't want confrontation, it's pretty easy to just sort of skim over stuff on Twitter. With Facebook, it's more personal. Because it's actually people that you know. And so you could make the argument either way, but I find still, and I think studies have shown this as well, the quote unquote friendliest social media platform, it remains with Instagram. And so, Instagram can certainly, you know, get heated and people can post whatever they want. But for some reason, it just seems to be, people don't have the level of anxiety with Instagram as they do with Facebook is number one and Twitter's probably number two.
All right. Number eight on the countdown list, the story list, is a focus on the psychology of what's going on. We've pulled ourselves out of what our normal routine has been, and now the new normal, we're sort of inching back toward normalcy, whatever that may be. I don't feel my life is normal, or no, scratch that. I don't feel like my life is as it was before. I don't know whether I feel like it's normal. It's okay. I do my normal routine. We're on the air in the morning. I do my radio stuff. I work on the farm. I don't have the ability to go see my children. I don't feel comfortable going to see my children or my grandson. So that's abnormal. Wearing a mask everywhere is abnormal. Social distancing is abnormal. But yet in 6 months from now, when we are, I think, still doing this, will it seem a comfort for us to wear a mask? Or to stand in line at the supermarket 6 feet away from the person in front of you instead of pushing your cart into the butt of the woman who's in front of you in the line.
Right.
Psychologically, that's number eight on the countdown. There is a huge disconnect for most people who are used to, you know, we're all creatures of habit. So are we going to change? We'll have to change our habits in order to survive. I think that's the only way to look at it. And, you know, that sort of keeps it on the positive side of things, doesn't it? If you're okay, you got to be accepting of the change. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, they say, I think it takes 28 days to break a habit. I think it takes, I personally think it's a little bit longer than that. But now that people are, like you said, we're 3 months into this, And I think now people have just figured out whether it's a mundane thing like not going to Starbucks anymore and making coffee at home, or cooking at home a lot more and being less reliant on restaurant food, how you communicate with your coworkers, not getting dressed up for work every day, some people not showering every day. I mean, every single thing has changed, every aspect. Even like I always worked from home, you always worked from home, so that's not different for us. But now my husband is home full time, and luckily that has not affected us in a negative way. That's actually probably been a nice thing to, you know, a side effect of all of this.
Translation, you know, like, Victoria is not going to divorce court. That's the translation.
No, no, but thankfully, but you know how many people are? I mean,
I know.
It's the news, you know, recently broke that Kelly Clarkson has filed for divorce after 7 years. They've been in quarantine, she and her husband and their two kids, have been in quarantine on their ranch in Montana, and clearly something just went wrong, because only in April, I think it was, she had him on her talk show before everything, you know, went dark, and they seemed to have a very loving, fun relationship, and obviously quarantining over the last 2 months after that has been detrimental, and she filed for divorce. So,
yeah.
And we hear the divorce filings are just way up. And
way
so
up.
It's, you know,
yeah,
it, way up. Not all relationships, I guess, are built to be around, you know, be in
built
the company
last.
Of your spouse 24/7.
Yeah. Number 7 on the list this week is a focus on education or the lack thereof, or what we're doing in the new normal, educating at home. Supposedly, I'm looking at my own situation here in Framingham, Mass, where I live. There were 3,400 iPads purchased by the community. You're not a taxpayer here, but I am, and others who are looking at where we're spending our money. And now because the school year is coming to a close, the school department is trying to recollect, if you will. They want their iPads back again. And some of them are coming back and some of them aren't. I don't know. I've forgotten what an iPad costs, but it's about $1,000, I think. Isn't it? Under the circumstances.
No, they're cheaper than that. But but still, you know, if it's school property, it's school property. So,
right.
You know,
so, and the budgets, because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, people aren't able to pay their taxes, real estate taxes, whatever. I mean, I know many people in my circle who put off paying, filing, and so when budgets are being done, whether it's the national budget, look at the hole this is created for spending on the national level. We've spent $3 trillion so far to help ourselves out. So what does that mean? How is that going to, what's the picture look like here as we go forward? Well, the trickle-down effect is that the federal government gives aid and comfort, if you will, dollars to the states. So that's going to be cut back 30-40%. And the states likewise give aid and comfort to local municipalities. And I know in Massachusetts so far, we're told that the collections are down $8 billion. That's in one state. So that is going to cut local aid to as much as 40%. And so that means, okay, you look at the budget for towns and cities. That process is going on because most of the fiscal year starts with most government stuff in the first of July. So the budgets are being worked out now. And I know in my community, again, there are budget cuts in some departments like education down 4, 5, 6%. Police department, they cut out $200,000, so you can't buy any new cars. Well, I don't see that as a problem because they have 80 cars in a police department that only has 118 people in it. Nobody, you know, we're finding out things about how government runs through this process. And it is also pretty important as well. I don't know what it's like in your area if you pay attention to that stuff. I do here.
Well, on the flip side of that, we're also finding out with the education process, we're also finding out that, and this is something that I think absolutely needs to change. If we want to talk about systemic racism in education, it's from day one of where you go to school. And I do not think that public schools should be funded by property taxes, because automatically, if you live in a wealthy area, you've got more money and more resources pumped into your school. So your kids are automatically having a huge head start to inner city kids or lower income areas that just don't have the funding to send to their school.
An overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The focus on automobiles. I'm just laughing to myself because this whole thing is an amazing experience trying to deal with technology. And as you can tell by listening to my voice, there is a difference in the presentation. Normally, because we have the digital world about us, we all are in studios and we sound normally like we are in studios. That's what digitization does to radio and television. It makes us all sound like we are very present. You're having a conversation with us and we're in your ear. In this circumstance, we are not able to do that. So we're trying to patch things together. It's a patchwork quilt. So finding Nick Miles hasn't been easy, but we have found him. And so we'll take a stab at getting, this is an amazing, it just is, the world is so amazing right now. And I guess I'm going to, from the point of view of you being the auto expert, by the way, his website, rautoexpert.com, is something that you should visit if you're contemplating buying a new car. That's where you go to look around at what Nick's experience has been. And so the problems that we're having with technology right now, and this is a national problem, not just with my program, but anybody who's doing remote stuff, brings me around to thinking about all the technology in cars today and how we seem to be ramping it up. We're doing more and more and more. And I'm thinking someday is going to be, everything's just going to stop, including car. Everything will just not operate. Are we in danger of that? How close are we with some of these new cars? You got a list of new cars that are being revealed this year. And one wonders how much technology is there in each one of these. And could it be that it just stuff just stops?
I think you're probably onto something there, Doug. My friend Anton Wollman, who is an independent analyst and investor and writes for Seeking Alpha, the big website, says that he thinks the number one selling car in about 10 years' time will have zero electronics in it because people are sort of tired. And all these car companies are now hiring specialists in programming to make sure your car can't actually get hacked. So it is a concern, but some of us love the old vehicles. Just radio is about as exciting as it gets as technology goes.
Well, so I'm looking at a list of cars that are coming back into the marketplace. One of them that's being revealed is the new Ford Bronco. One has not to look too far back. As a matter of fact, I think Lady Gaga drives an old Bronco. And that's one of the cars and trucks that you open up the hood. I used to have an old Chevy pickup truck. You pick up the hood, and you can actually see the ground when you open up the hood.
Right.
That means there's a lack of. And the old Jeep Wagoneer, I had five or six of those in the day.
Yeah.
Wondering, you know, what that's going to look like when it comes back. What do you think of all the new cars that you see are coming out this year? Which one's going to be the simplest and easiest to maintain?
I think you're way out of luck, my friend, if you're looking for a new car that's simple and easy to maintain. By the way, as long as you can see the ground through the hood, that's fine. If you can see it from the inside, you got a real problem going on there.
I got a few old trucks on the farm that are like that.
Right?
Yes. We got those,
I used to have an old MG BGT, and I remember being able to see the road from the driver's floor, which was always worrying.
Well, the joke was you used your feet to stop the car. That was always the joke about those. Yeah. All right. So anyway, in terms of these new cars that are coming out, what's the expectation?
They're all going to be highly electrified. Lots of gadgets and buttons and things. I mean, that's what people tend to want in their new vehicles. You know, as Americans, we like our fast food. We like things immediately. We like it now. Boom, go. We don't think about what the deal is in 10 years' time or when things start to go wrong, unfortunately. And electronics do go wrong sometimes. But overall, there isn't that many problems with electronics in vehicles. By the way, the Bronco, probably on July 10th, is going to be the unveiling.
Right.
I'm going to be in Detroit for that. That's going to be the most anticipated car of the year. And Jeep, the president of Jeep already called me. He's a little concerned about that because they think it's going directly after the heart of the Wrangler.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what about, talking about problems with technology, Honda's had a huge problem with some kind of cyber attack. How is it affecting people who drive Hondas?
I'm not sure that you'll notice as a Honda owner or driver whether there was the cyber attack was really on their mainframe. We think it's in Japan. I think the funniest thing about this is if you read this from Honda, you can read a whole press release and get absolutely no information from it. They've done a marvelous job about not telling you anything that went on apart from they had an attack and they're okay. So thanks, Honda, for being okay.
Yeah, thanks, Honda. Like, we really care whether you're okay or not. I guess some people do if they have Hondas. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.